go now to Marnie in Los Angeles, listening on 930 AM Immaculate Heart Radio. Marnie, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much. I appreciate that you care so much about the unborn. So I was actually calling about some of the topics we covered yesterday. I just love, so much love and gratitude for this particular forum.
Yes.
I am calling to sort of ask you, I think there's a discrepancy about whether or not there really is a life, and that's not my opinion. I'm a Christian. I have a similar stance to you, but I also understand that we're not in a country that mandates that one person believes a certain way. And there is a discrepancy. And that's the honesty. Mm-hmm. There's a discrepancy about what the reality is. And I believe that, you know, God knew us before we were.
Yes.
However, we're in a country where we don't mandate that you believe one thing or we behead you or put your life at risk because you don't believe what we believe. Mm-hmm. And because there's that discrepancy, and we are in the U.S., how do you legislate and mandate that the rest of the country, which has separation from a religion and state, how do you mandate one thing over another and call that honest and call that humble?
Yeah, Marnie, that is a fantastic question. Let me toss something out to you. In the United States of America, we at Catholic Answers are not in favor of legislating you must believe in the Trinity. You know, no, absolutely not. That is a gift of faith. That is something we possess as Catholics and that all Christians possess, the gift of faith. But when we are talking about human beings, Marnie, we are not talking about faith. Abortion and the taking of the life of a human innocent being is wrong, not because the Bible says so, not because the Catholic Church says so, even though both of them do. The reason is because, Marnie, we can know this as a scientific fact. This is a matter of biology. As Pope St. John Paul the Great said it in paragraph 60 of his great encyclical letter, The Gospel of Life, he talks about now how that science, genetics, biology has now confirmed what we have believed, in fact, in centuries past when there was no fetology, right? We didn't even know what an egg is, right? What an ovary is until the 19th century. We didn't know how a baby came to be a baby until very, very recently. But the good news is, Marnie, we do know now that at the moment of conception, we have a living human being that is either male or female, has a mommy and a daddy. He or she doesn't know it yet, but they are fully human. All they need is food and hydration and time to develop like you and I are. And so, Marnie, I'm so grateful for your question because we're not talking about faith here. This is and I'm going to quote Pope St. John Paul, not because he's a religious figure and he was my pope, but because he is right. He says that all nations and all individuals are bound by the moral law. It's not a matter of Muslim or Christian or atheist. Everyone, by virtue of the fact that you are a human being, are bound by the moral law, and thou shalt not kill is not a Catholic-only club. Now, because folks are wrong about this and say, well, I don't believe the baby is a baby until it's 3 months old or 3 days old or whatever. That, Marnie, doesn't matter at all. What we are in the business of doing is showing them, look, go to your biology textbook and you will see at the moment of conception, we have an individual organism that is human, fully human. Like I said, male or female with a mommy or daddy. And Marnie, we cannot morally justify killing that innocent human being. Does that make sense?
I think that is the most beautiful response. And my response to that is it is so beautiful and it cuts right to my heart. And at the same time, I feel it's still an opinion. And I think it's the most beautiful opinion, and I would agree with that opinion, but I do feel it's an opinion. I feel that...
Well, Marnie, give me another opinion.
Let me
and back it up with science. That's all I would ask.
Opinion.
Yes.
Well, that there is potentially a heartbeat, but not a knowledge of who they are yet. That perhaps, let me finish, because I do want to give you an idea to respond to.
Sure.
Just that there may be another purpose for God, for a woman or a family to change their mind, learn from that. There may be a purpose for that life to not be. And I think the judgment of it's got to be my way or the highway is the danger. And I know it's a subtle danger. I know we're talking about one of the most beautiful things coming from Christians and Catholics that we've got, which is to protect the unborn. And it's a very sensitive, beautiful thing. I still think that it is not honest to claim that we know for sure when and how that life does begin as a knowledge of I am, and how God is supposed to change that family for whatever experience they're supposed to have.
Okay.
I still think it's...
Okay, well, Marnie, can I jump in real quick? Are you sure of what you're saying?
I'm sure of what I'm saying.
So you're absolutely sure. But let me ask you this, Marnie. Why is it that when I stated my position and that I'm sure of it, that's arrogant, that's not humble? But when you state your opinion and say you're sure of it, that's not?
Because mine is saying that I am not, I do not know, and I'm admitting a lack of responsibility for everyone else, and for responsibility that the truth is none of us really know. We're doing things on faith, and that's something that we
okay.
all admit.
All right, let me ask you this then, Marnie. Let me just ask you this. If I grant your point, which I think you are, with all due respect, Marnie, you are wrong, and this is a matter of scientific fact. You are running from science here, Marnie. But even if I were to grant this, let's say I'm out hunting, Marnie, and I'm with my buddy, and I got my .30-06, and I see something ruffling over in the bushes there. I'm not sure, might be a human, might be a deer. Well, I'll go ahead and shoot, and then we'll see after it's dead whether it's human or not. Would that be a moral thing to do? I'm going to answer the question, Marnie, because we do have to move on, and the answer is no. Even if we were not absolutely certain that that two-day-old baby is a baby, we don't kill it. We're talking about a human being here. We're not talking about whether it's a dog or a rat in the bush. We're talking about either a human being or a dog. But again, Marnie, I really appreciate your call. God bless you so much. But Marnie, be of good cheer. Science is on our side. We know that a child is a child, no matter how small, as Horton says, right? A person is a person, no matter how small. We know from the moment of conception, it is a human being.
A person's a person, no matter how small. That's right. And, you know, the thing is, you're citing textbooks, you know, like the basic embryology textbook will say that.
Yes.
It's hard for me to see how that's...
textbook like Horton Hears a Who.
Well, that's right. If we got both Dr. Seuss and basic embryology on our side, well, then I think that's clear.